Tommy Tiernan is the biggest comedian in Ireland, breaking all Irish box office records. And he's recently brought his high-energy comedy and storytelling to American stages. He now has a new CD and DVD out in the U.S., as well as a Comedy Central special debuting March 14th. And he joins us now. Hi, Tommy.
Hey, Faith.
Your head was on the desk during while you listened to that. Were you counting all the emails you had to send out?
Not at all. Jealousy is the only sexually transmitted disease I've ever had.
Do you find that you hook up more in March and April?
There's something about, yeah, it is spring. It is spring. There's something with the flowers opening up on the grass. And
that's not, you're not being euphemistic there.
No, and lambs dancing around the fields. Just, I don't know, it's then blood rushing different parts of my body.
I love how lambs raise your libido.
Frisky, woolly things you can pick up and cuddle. Kind of like a girl.
You want woolly girls?
Well, no, just no.
Frisky.
Hairy women. I have a thing for hairy women.
Good to know. I'm sorry I shaved this morning. Had I known, I wouldn't have shaved my face.
Oh, well, okay. Okay. We'll get over that.
Let's start with a bit from your new CD, Something Mental. Here you're riffing on some of the differences you've seen between Ireland and America.
I know your jobs are very important to you here in America. That every bookstore you go to, there's thousands of books about how to be better at your job. You know, the seven secrets of highly successful people. Rich dad, poor dad. Everybody is loaded except you, so buy this f***ing book. You useless heap of shit. Can you even f***ing read? We'll send it to you on tape. You get a great sense of job satisfaction in America, don't you? You're finished your day's work and you feel good. Do you get the same feeling back in Ireland doing simple stuff? Opening a window. Letting the cat out. Nice and f***ing easy.
Playing with a little lamb. That would make you happy, right? You make fun of America's pursuit of happiness. What's so wrong with being happy?
There's nothing wrong with being happy, but I don't think you should be constitutionally obliged to be happy. In Ireland, I think we're slightly more in love with melancholy.
Mm.
We're softer, gentler, rainier people.
You think the weather honestly has a lot to do with it?
I think it does. I think that, think about back to how America started. You know, it was pilgrims who came over from Britain who wanted the new Eden. So they said, okay, everything, that old place we were in was terrible. From now on, it's going to be fantastic. I think everybody comes here with that sense of kind of optimism and that. And we just don't have that in Ireland. One of our favourite sayings in Ireland is from Samuel Beckett. It's fail again, fail better. You know, so
that's
if you
kind of comforting.
It's pretty. So if you make an absolute disaster of something, we in Ireland like to discover the things that made it a disaster and explore those. You know, rather than trying to be successful, it's almost like a not a philosophy of failure, but a kind of just an easygoing, gentle way of walking through life. You know.
But you're so successful now. Does that make you a bad Irishman?
It is, yeah. I've no way of answering. That's very smart, actually. I've been surrounded by your smartness.
Really, am I enveloping you in it?
I'm swallowed. I have no idea how to reply to that. I am like a little boy standing in a room full of clever people. I'd never thought of my success before as being kind of anti-Irish, but maybe that's why all successful people live outside of Ireland. You know, people like Bono and Colin Farrell and, you know, James
Liam
Joyce.
Mason. Liam Mason. We could go on and on.
Gabriel Byrne.
Is it time to move then?
It might be. But I don't know where I'd live, you see. I'd like the attitude of Ireland, but with the heat of California. Maybe like a third world country.
Well,
maybe
you grew up in Africa and Ireland, didn't you?
I spent some time in Zambia. My father was on a witness protection program and he was sent to Zambia. A white man in Africa. That wasn't so clever.
That's not true.
No, it wasn't true.
Okay,
no,
but
no.
You did live in Zambia.
I did, yeah.
Okay.
My father is an agricultural...
I would be the worst person in your audience, right? You'd be making jokes and I'd be like, that's not true.
Mr. Tiernan, that makes no sense, sir.
What was he doing there? What were you doing there?
My father is an agricultural advisor. That means he goes round farms giving people advice. Stuff like, no, I wouldn't tell her.
That's always good advice for anybody.
Just keep it between us. this is the truth. My father actually said that his favourite part of his job, he retired recently, and all his co-workers gave him this big, huge party, and they were giving these fantastic speeches how he was educating farmers and how he was educating people who educated farmers. And he was what a wonderful man he was. And he stood up at the end of it and he said, well, I don't like to puncture any balloons, especially my own, but I have to say that the favourite part of my job was standing shoulder to shoulder with the farmer and peeing into a hedge. So that's the type of man my dad is.
His own kind of fertilization.
He just likes simple things.
Do you think that living in Africa had any effect on your comedic point of view? How long were you there?
I was there for 3 years. Oh. I had a very kind of itinerant upbringing. We lived in Africa for a few years, and then I lived in London for a while, and then I lived in several towns around Ireland. And then at the age of 16, I was sent to a religious boarding school. So I was very used to new situations and being the new boy in the classroom. So I guess in terms of stand up, that's kind of what you're doing, isn't it? You're kind of the new boy in the room, trying to make everybody happy.
That boarding school you went to,
yeah,
it produced two winners of the prestigious Perrier Award for comedy at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
Yes,
you and Dylan Moran.
Dylan Moran, yeah.
Moran, what was so funny about the school?
What was so funny about the school? I think it encouraged, it wasn't a physically oppressive school. It was a school where it was intellectually very tough. And I think that being funny was almost as, being funny was actually twice as important as being physically impressive.
Really? I mean, not just for you, but it was like a shared sense.
Yeah, it was a kind of like a witty remark was more important than the ability to deliver a good punch.
How Oscar Wilde-ian, really?
Hey,
another Irishman.
Another Irishman. There's a few of us.
So this was a Catholic school, right?
A Catholic school, yeah. They're very Hindi schools are low on the ground in Ireland at the moment. It doesn't matter how much a child might love Sanskrit; it just ain't happening.
You don't shy away from Catholicism at all in your act.
No, I don't.
No, and
it sneaks
being
up
raised
behind
Catholic
me.
Myself, I love it. Let's hear. We have another clip from your CD. Let's listen.
Nobody knows what Jesus looks like. Nobody! Don't even know if he existed. If he did exist, he doesn't look like the photograph of Jesus that's everywhere. Think about what he might have looked like. The actual Christ. Think about the average height of men in those days. Think about the part of the world where he came from. Danny DeVito. That's who he looks like. A little sweaty, lumpy Jesus. He's not the Jesus we have in our heads, though. Oh, no. We've an 8-foot-tall BG Jesus. That's where the phrase bejesus came out of.
Wouldn't Oscar Wilde have been proud of that?
Your rapier wit.
I have nothing to declare but my bejesus.
Tell me, I heard that you have a tattoo of Jesus on your arm.
Yes, I do. I have lots of tattoos, actually. I have a few religious tattoos.
Can you show me Jesus?
Yes, I can. Yeah,
I want to see if it looks like Danny DeVito.
No, it doesn't. It's pure BG.
It's Andy Gibb?
Andy Gibb, yeah.
Wow. It totally... Wait. That really is pure BG. Although, yeah. Colin Farrell's been growing his hair longer, and he's starting to look a little bit like that, too.
Wow. Wouldn't that be a turnaround for the books if Colin Farrell was Jesus?
And was that done in Ireland?
Yeah, yeah.
So this guy didn't think twice, right? He like already had a Jesus in his head. He didn't have to like...
No, I showed him a picture.
You brought your own Jesus?
No, there was pictures of Jesus in the shop.
Okay, that's very Irish, right?
Give me that one.
I feel like in New York, if you went and asked for a Jesus tattoo, they wouldn't have like...
Oh, really?
..a bunch of headshots to choose from.
No.
Jesus. Which one do you want? The Danny DeVito or the Bee Gees?
Well, I doubt very much if I'm the only person then with this tattoo. I think there might be a few of us. Me and some priests.
Hey, is it, now that I'm asking, is it true? Is it true? Is it true you have a tattoo? Yes, check. Is it true you have three kids by three different ladies?
No, that's not true. I have four children
By five different women. You're a miracle.
Woo! So I have four children and I have another one on the way.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I didn't want to ask if you were pregnant. That's kind of rude. I wasn't sure.
So I have another one on the way and they're by two different women.
Well done.
Yeah. It wasn't something that people were applauding me for when it was happening, but thank you.
I'm really sad because we're out of time. This kind of flew by. Will you come back and show me another tattoo?
Yeah, I can show you one right now.
Wait, let me see.
I've got a James Joyce quote on my other arm I could read out to you.
Is that in English?
It's in English. It says, "She was walking on before him, her hands holding her skirts up from the slush." Now, how about that for a tough guy tattoo?
Is that from Ulysses?
Finnegan's Wake. Wow, get you. Get you, yeah.
Finnegan's Wake. I like that Jesus on one arm and James Joyce on
you
the
do?
Other. You're a man of the arts.
I'm an imposter.
Well, thank you. Maybe, all right, when you come back, you have to show me a picture of your newest kid. How's that?
Okay, I will do.
Tommy Tiernan, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Faith.
Tommy Tiernan is a stand-up comedian, if you couldn't tell. His new DVD and CD are entitled Something Mental, and his Comedy Central special debuts March 14th. For more information on Tommy, please visit our website at morefairgame.org.